Chapter 92. 10 lepers healed during Jesus' final trip to Jerusalem. Jesus frustrates the efforts of the Sanhedrin to kill him by leaving Jerusalem and traveling to the city of Ephraim, perhaps only 15 miles or so northeast of Jerusalem. There he remains with his disciples, away from his enemies. However, the time for the Passover of 33 CE is drawing near, and soon Jesus is on the move again. He travels through Samaria and up into Galilee. This is his last visit to this area prior to his death. While in Galilee, likely he and his disciples join others who are on their way to Jerusalem for the Passover celebration. They take the route through the district of Perea east of the Jordan River. Early in the trip, while Jesus is entering a village either in Samaria or in Galilee, he is met by 10 men who have leprosy. This terrible disease gradually eats away a person's body parts, his fingers, his toes, his ears, his nose, and his lips. To safeguard others from being infected, God's law says regarding a leper, he should cover over the mustache and call out, "Unclean! Unclean!" All the days that the plague is in him, he will be unclean. He should dwell isolated. The 10 lepers observe the law's restrictions for lepers and remain a long way off from Jesus. Yet they cry out with loud voices, "Jesus, instructor, have mercy on us!" Seeing them in the distance, Jesus commands, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Jesus says this because God's law authorizes the priests to pronounce as cured lepers who have recovered from their illness. In this way, such ones receive approval to live again with healthy people. The 10 lepers have confidence in Jesus' miraculous powers, so they hurry off to see the priests, even though they have not yet been healed. While on the way, their faith in Jesus is rewarded. They begin to see and to feel their restored health. 9 of the cleansed lepers continue on their way, but the other leper, a Samaritan, returns to look for Jesus. Why? Because he is so grateful for what has happened to him. He praises God with a loud voice, and when he finds Jesus, he falls at his feet, thanking him. In reply, Jesus says, "The 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where then are the other 9? Were none found that turned back to give glory to God but this man of another nation?" Then he tells the Samaritan man, "Rise and be on your way. Your faith has made you well." When we read about Jesus' healing of the 10 lepers, we should take to heart the lesson implied by his question, "Where then are the other 9? The ingratitude that was manifested by the 9 is a serious shortcoming. Will we, like the Samaritan, show ourselves grateful for the things we receive from God, including the certain promise of everlasting life in God's righteous new world?